There's a new neighbor in town. The Lutheran Federal Credit Union is open and ready to serve members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Lutheran Federal Credit Union provides checking and savings accounts, home, car, and personal loans, on-demand mobile banking, 30,000 ATMs, and 5,000 in the co-op shared network. You'll find the modernized banking experience you need with excellent customer service and security you expect at LutheranFCU.org. LutheranFCU.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's that time of the day and that time of the week. On this Friday afternoon, August the 5th, we've come to the end of the broadcast week. And when we do that, we'd like to, if we have time, to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week with our listeners. We've been listening along with you all week, and occasionally something that one of our guests says strikes us as soundbite worthy. We'll make a note of it, and then we'll just pull it out and put it in readiness to play for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We have those four soundbites, one from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, one from Pastor Jonathan Fisk, one from Dr. Tim O'Malley, and one from Shane Rosenthal. We're going to play them for you, and you decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You decide by voting, and that means you got to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email. We get them right here in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tell us which one you're voting for, why, and where you listen. When you vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, we're also giving away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. She's written a book on the sexual revolution and its victims. Here she is answering the question, what's next for the sexual revolution?
Teachers are going to be expected to use transgender-friendly language. So, you know, for some time we've been concerned that teachers can't talk about mothers and fathers, and they can't have a special day where they make cards for their mothers. We can't have a Mother's Day card or Father's Day celebration or anything like that. Now it's to the point where you can't use the word boys and girls, and you can't say, and even in health class, you can't say, women have eggs and produce babies because they have eggs, and men have sperm, and so the sperm, the man's sperm and the woman's egg come together, and that's how babies produce. They're not allowed to talk like that, Todd. So they have to say, persons with ovaries produce eggs, persons with testicles produce sperm. They're not allowed to say boy and girl, male and female. That's what's coming down the pike at us. And if you think that is not something that's rife for confusion and creating confusion in children's minds, destabilizing the identity, the gender identity of children who have no reason to be disturbed or destabilized, you know, you're simply kidding yourself if you think that that's a harmless set of pedagogical norms.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris. What's next for the sexual revolution? If you'd like to vote for it, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We're doing a series with him called Worldview Watch. Here he is talking about man's natural religion.
What you have here is the only religion of natural man, which is to believe that we can manipulate the gods by what we do. That somewhere up in the sky, or maybe in the realm of science, there is a superpower that if we can just get the right information, the right emotion, or the right set of works, we can manipulate it and become like gods ourselves, painting our own future and having the world do what we want it to do rather than what we see it doing. And the only answer that our religions give to this is climb that ladder of good works. Climb it, climb it, climb it, climb it, and when you're about to die, keep climbing anyway. As opposed to, right, Christianity has this totally radical answer. Has nothing to do. We were like, yeah, there's a ladder and there's no end to the ladder. In fact, you know, you're gonna cut your own feet off before you get to the top. What you need is not a ladder. What you need is a savior. What you need is not works. What you need is grace. You need forgiveness.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, man's natural religion. If you'd like that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or by sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Dr. Tim O'Malley is a third generation and lifelong Democrat until recently when he decided not to be. Here's why.
Yeah, I was listening to last week's speech by the NARAL president, who at the time, you know, of course, I'm well aware and have always been well aware of some of the ways the Democratic Party is tied to pro-choice politicians. And I've also been well aware of the increasing presence and even sort of leadership within the party of pro-choice organizations in a way that pro-life organizations within the party don't get the same treatment. But to hear a convention floor cheer an abortion is a very different thing than the Democratic Party I grew up in which abortion was deemed to be required to be safe, legal, and rare. I'm not saying that I was for that, but it's a moment, a visceral moment to hear cheering, a kind of carnival-esque cheering of what I see as death. And, you know, as a father of an adopted son who survived precisely because someone gave him up for adoption, to hear not the word adoption mentioned, to hear nothing of this other sort of narrative was just too much. I can't remain part of the mainstream Democratic Party when I listen to the cheering of death.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Tim O'Malley, why he's no longer a Democrat. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. You can vote by calling 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC and email talkback@issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. This is the fourth soundbite for your consideration, and then it's your turn to vote. Soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal of the White Horse Inn. We were talking about hipster churches. Here he is on secularism in the church.
So there is it's basically called cool hunting. And this is the thing. If you're going to sell a product on television, you can't be wearing outdated clothes. You got to look cool. You got to look hip for it to be attractive. And they're basically applying that idea into their sales pitch, to their web marketing, to everything they do visually. And the fact is, it works. The question we need to all ask is not what works, though. The question we need to ask is, are we being faithful to our tradition? Is our tradition being sold out in exchange for a mess of pottage? And the end of the 20th century, actually the beginning of the 21st century, we have to realize that the messengers of the Christian tradition are infected with the disease of secularism. We are propagating secularism from our pulpits, and that's why secularism is on the rise. Partly is because the people who are speaking, you think you go to a church and you're going to hear the transcendent message from a transcendent kingdom, but you're not. You're hearing how to live a happy life and how to be a better you.
That's soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal, secularism in the church. If you'd like to vote for that one, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. You've heard the four sound bites. Now it's your turn. You vote by giving us a call. Then this break is a great time to vote for any of those four sound bites. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, What's Next in the Sexual Revolution? Pastor Jonathan Fisk, Man's Natural Religion? Dr. Tim O'Malley, Why He's No Longer a Democrat, and Shane Rosenthal, Secularism in the Church, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or at Facebook, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
A biblical woman doesn't live for herself. She lives according to the word of her Savior and at the mercy of her Heavenly Father.
Adrian Dorr-Hines, speaking at the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
She holds Christ to his promise that he will forgive her on account of his cross, and she moves forward in faith. trusting that she will care little for herself and a lot for her Lord and for those that he has placed around her. She is both humble and hardy, an armchair theologian, and a discerning believer. She cares for her home and her husband, her children and friends, and she knows that this work is not always glamorous.
You can listen to Adrienne's presentation, Making the Case for Biblical Womanhood, on an audio DVD from the Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300. Find out more and order by clicking the DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan gathers to receive our Lord's gifts in word, baptism, and supper every Sunday morning at 9:15. Bible study at 11. Join us at 4219 Park Lane in Door, or visit us on the web, epiphanydoor.org. Christ-centered, cross-focused, historic, confessional, liturgical. Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan. epiphanydoor.org. 616-681-0791.
There's a new neighbor in town. The Lutheran Federal Credit Union is open and ready to serve members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Lutheran Federal Credit Union provides checking and savings accounts, home, car, and personal loans, on-demand mobile banking, 30,000 ATMs, and 5,000 in the co-op shared network. You'll find the modernized banking experience you need with excellent customer service and security you expect at LutheranFCU.org. LutheranFCU.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 5th of August, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. We'll get your votes right here in the studio in real time. Email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote as well, at @issuesetc, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse? What's next for the sexual revolution? Soundbite number two, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, man's natural religion. Soundbite number three, Dr. Tim O'Malley, why he is no longer a Democrat. Or soundbite number four, Shane Rosenthal, on secularism in the church. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you vote, remember which soundbite you're voting for, 1, 2, 3, or 4, who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for that soundbite. Stacy in Nebraska says, I'm voting for Dr. Tim O'Malley. That would be soundbite number 3 on why he's no longer a Democrat. I waver between being a Republican and being something else, she says. I am in line with much of the Republican platform, but not all of it. I'm amazed that some of the people I know who are Democrats are staunchly pro-life. As I pray about how I'm going to vote in the coming election, I can rest in the knowledge that whatever happens in this kingdom, there's one that has died for all in his kingdom come. Stacy, thank you very much for listening in Nebraska. Dan listens in Kansas. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, man's natural religion, because he says we need to know about the religion of natural man and its message of always having to climb higher. Sounds like Dan got the point of that soundbite, listening there in Kansas. Thanks for doing that. Travis listens in Greeley, Colorado. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number 3, Dr. Tim O'Malley, because it highlights the dramatic move left the Democrats have taken in recent years. Sadly, we don't have more people like Dr. O'Malley with a more stable political compass, I like that phrase, but rather people on both sides of the aisle who seem to drift along with the tide of popular culture and its spiral Downward. Travis, thanks for listening in Colorado, and thanks for your vote as well. Becky listens in Florissant, Missouri. Wow, so hard to choose, she says. I vote for soundbite number three, Dr. O'Malley. Why he's no longer a Democrat. I know people who are adopting and those that were conceived in rape. It is heartbreaking to think that so many in the Democratic Party don't want to acknowledge that the unborn are human beings that would grow up and have feelings. The cheers for death, she says, certainly show that the selfishness is a value and sacrifice is foolishness to the people in our culture. Becky, you are quite right, and thank you very much for your vote for listening also in Missouri. Leslie's voting for soundbite number one. Dr. Morse is right on target. That's Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. What's next for the sexual revolution? What about the rest of you? There's still plenty of time for your vote for issues, etc. soundbite of the week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Every summer, we hold a conference here in Collinsville, Illinois, called the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. The audio DVD of this summer's conference is now available. It contains more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing from some of the best guests on Issues Etc. You can have this DVD for a suggested contribution of $300 to Issues Etc. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find the DVD logo. Click on that, and you can order that way. Or just give us a call here, 618-223-8385. Ask for the audio DVD of the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. It has presentations from Dr. Larry Rast, Dr. Carl Fakencher, Pastor Chris Roseborough, Adrian Dorhines, Pastor Will Whedon, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, all on this 8-hour audio DVD of the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. You can also order at our website, issuesetc.org. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943, talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Sarah in Michigan says this: I would like to vote for soundbite number four. That would be Shane Rosenthal on secularism in the church. I choose this one because holding true to Scripture is the key foundation for all of the issues that were raised in the other soundbites. Sarah, thank you very much, and for listening out there in Michigan. In Maple Valley, Washington, Gene is voting for soundbite number three, Dr. Tim O'Malley, why he's no longer a Democrat. How thankful I am that there are people like Tim O'Malley who will not only take a stance, but make it public to shine more light on the evil that is so pervasive. Gene, thanks for listening in Washington. In St. Paul, Minnesota, Phil says, Jonathan Fisk, soundbite number two on man's natural religion is his vote. And his reason is, what we all need is forgiveness. That was the way that Pastor Fisk ended his soundbite. Phil, thanks for your vote and for listening in Minnesota. 1-877-623-6943. Here's a tweet voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. What's next for the sexual revolution? Maria tweets this: this shows the absurdity of postmodernism, but people are buying this forced linguistic nonsense, which affects us. There's no question about that. David has a tweet as well, a vote for soundbite number three, Tim O'Malley. The last words of the clip, the cheering of death, caught my attention. What, who would be next? David asks there. The winner for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is soundbite number three, Dr. Tim O'Malley. Here he is explaining why, after being a lifelong and third generation Democrat, he isn't one anymore.
Yeah, I was listening to last week's speech by the NARL president, who at the time, you know, of course, I'm well aware and have always been well aware of some of the ways the Democratic Party is tied to pro-choice politicians. And I've also been well aware of the increasing presence and even sort of leadership within the party of pro-choice organizations in a way that pro-life organizations within the party don't get the same treatment. But to hear a convention floor cheer an abortion is a very different thing than the Democratic Party I grew up in which abortion was deemed to be required to be safe, legal, and rare. I'm not saying that I was for that, but it's a moment, a visceral moment to hear cheering, a kind of carnival-esque cheering of what I see as death. And, you know, as a father of an adopted son who survived precisely because someone gave him up for adoption, to hear not the word adoption mentioned, to hear nothing of this other sort of narrative was just too much. I can't remain part of the mainstream Democratic Party when I listen to the cheering of death.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 3, Dr. Tim O'Malley, why he is no longer a Democrat. And I think it's true. People have to take their stand. Here's one more vote for soundbite number 3. Linda says, I vote for soundbite number 3. Too bad not more from the Democratic Party don't feel the same. Linda, thanks for your vote as well. The winner of the LPR bundle package is Travis in Greeley, Colorado. If you'd send us your shirt size, your mailing address, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, as you watch students heading back to college, have you ever considered getting your own associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online education options. Find out more by clicking the Concordia University, Wisconsin logo at issuesetc.org. They'll even waive your application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES. Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin online. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Martin Luther's death. Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest. We'll continue our series looking forward to feasts and festivals, talking with Pastor David Peterson about Mary, the mother of Jesus. That's a big one. And we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the temptation of Jesus. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.